Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
One-fourth of humanity must be eliminated from the social body. We are in charge of God's selection process for Earth. He selects, we destroy. We are the riders of the pale horse death. I remember 25 years ago, I read that quote, and I went to the library and checked it out, and it was real. And that's one of the top UN advisors. By the way, we should plug this. I haven't plugged any. Dr. Zelenko is doing such important work. He's got probably the best supplement out there with all the things fused into it for what you need for your body's immune system and more. You're insane, I think, if you don't get it. Z-Stack, just Z-Stack, the letter Z, stacklife.com/Alex. Promo code InfoWars. 5% off all products. Applies to subscriptions and one-time purchases, but I would do the subscription for all recurring deals for everyone. One-use customer, active until January 20th, 2022. So take advantage of zstacklife.com/Alex. And basically, well, my dad almost got killed by COVID. I went and I got him everything that's in this, put in three different bottles for twice the price. This is everything in one bottle, and it's very important work, and he also supports us as a sponsor. So check it out, zstacklife.com/Alex, promo code InfoWars. We got 4 minutes left, Dr. Zelenko. Thank you so much. We have a great holiday coming up and a wonderful new year, and we hope to be able to talk to you, obviously, next year. But in the last 3.5 minutes we have, what else would you like to impart to the viewers and listeners?
First of all, I want to wish everyone happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. And my blessing to all people, to all decent people, is that you should have long life and good health and material and spiritual prosperity and true inner peace and tranquility, and appreciate just being. You know, that's one thing, living with a serious illness, you learn to appreciate the moment and not take it for granted. And interesting, in this, and we've spoken about this, Alex, that in the midst of all this chaos, I found the most serenity in my life than I've ever had. And I think it's a certain, there's a Talmudic saying that there's no joy like the resolution of doubt. And since I have no doubt what reality is, and I live within the reality, that's ugly, I know, I see it. But nevertheless, I see the truth, and I feel I know how my life fits into that process, have some inner sense of clarity and purpose. And when I'm aligned with that, I feel the most internal, let's say, emotional and intellectual and spiritual tranquility. And that's a very interesting. And physically, I feel better now than I've ever felt. And so I don't know what God's plan is for me. It's like this divine wave. But clearly it is to publicize the following idea, that he's one. He's good. He makes us every instant in time. He loves us. And he gives us consciousness. And he gives us free choice. And really, only he has free choice, right? No one makes him do anything. And yet he gives us that power. And that power is so amazing, but it's real. And we have to choose well. We have to turn away from bad and do good. And so it's really up to us. There's a parable to describe the essence of evil. And it's you have a king, and he has a son, the prince, who's going to be king one day. And he loves his people, and he loves his son. So he wants to make sure that the son is worthy of being king one day. So he goes to a prostitute, the harlot, hires her, and sends her to seduce his son, the prince. That's the story. So let's analyze it. Does the king want the son to sin? No. I mean, he's actually just testing the son to make sure that he has the fiber, the moral fiber, to be a good king. The prostitute, does she want the son to sin? Actually, think about it. She's doing the will of the king, isn't she? And so in this particular, that's how I conceptualize God making free choice. He gives options. If I give you a $100 bill and a dollar bill, I ask you to choose. That's not much of a choice, right? So you need comparable options for the choice to be real. So God makes good and evil, and they seem equally attractive, and waits for our choices. Now, if we choose evil, it's like me giving you a beautiful piece of crystal. You drop it on the floor and then cut your foot and you're bleeding. Was it my fault that you're bleeding? Or perhaps you should have been a little bit more careful.
Beautifully said, Dr. Zelenko. Hopefully we get to talk to you in the new year. Thank you so much. People can find more information right now at zstacklive.com/Alex. God bless you, sir, and we really appreciate you.
Since the end of World War II, the globalists have been building their private corporate world government, whose end game, once they get control, is forced depopulation of the planet. That's why as we begin to leave the year 2021 and go into 2022, I am encouraging all of you out there watching and listening to count the cost and to realize how much danger you and your family are in. The globalists are coming after everybody. They are setting up a dystopic, planetary, authoritarian technocracy, a dictatorship of the globalists. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Your investment in us over the years, buying our products, spreading the word, and praying for us has been incredible. But I'm telling you right now, we're about to lose not just InfoWars, but the entire country and the world to tyranny. So now, everything you've done in the past needs to be redoubled today. And InfoWarsStore.com is one of the most important places you can go to buy great products and fund the tip of the spear. I will go down with the ship. I'm not going to back down. I'm getting even more hardcore in her face. But I can't stay in the fight at 100% unless you support us. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
When your government scientists tell you that a variant that's 0.3% different from SARS could masquerade as a new virus and be a threat to your health, you should know, and I'm telling you, they are lying. If they're lying, and they are, why is the pharmaceutical industry making top-up vaccines? They are making them. You should be terrified at this point, as I am, because there's absolutely no possible justification for their manufacture. But they're being made, and the world's medicines regulators have said, because they're quite similar to the original vaccines, the ones that are being given now, we won't be asking them to do any clinical safety studies. So let me just say again, the variants are not different enough to represent a threat to you. You do not need to top up vaccines, yet they are being made, and the regulators have more or less waved them through. I'm very frightened of that. There's no possible benign interpretation of this. I believe that they're going to be used to damage your health and possibly kill you. Seriously. I can see no sensible interpretation other than a serious attempt at mass depopulation. This will provide the tools to do it and plausible deniability, because they'll create another story about some sort of biological threat and you'll line up and get your top-up vaccines, and a few months or a year or so later you'll die of some, you know, peculiar explicable syndrome, and they won't be able to associate it with the top-up vaccines. But that's my belief, that they're lying to you about variants so they can make damaging top-up vaccines that you don't need at all, and I think they'll be used for malign purposes. And if you don't wake up, that's what's going to happen, I think, during next year.
And he said that 9 months ago. Alison Steinberg, who put out a viral video, tens of millions of views everywhere, saying, listen, I've been a supporter of Trump. She's been a guest on Owen Schroeder before. But now, this is her Rubicon. This is her line in the sand. Here she was just a few days ago, and we're going to talk to her live today.
All right, guys. I know this is probably going to be an unpopular opinion, and it truly does pain me to say it, but Donald Trump. He is now trying to say that by us doubting the jab, that we're playing right into their hands. What? All we care about is exposing and knowing the truth. And he's going to sit here and continuously lie to us to push this bull narrative and the product that he wants to take full credit for. Do you guys not see the problem with this? I mean, if he truly cared about saving whatever's left of this country, and if he truly cared about you, then he should be more concerned about exposing the overwhelming number of adverse reactions and deaths from the jab. But no, he continues to rally people up and deceive people into thinking that this is somehow good. Not to mention he's now claiming that he got the booster, which I don't know if that's true or not. But regardless, why is he still touting this product that's killing people? I don't care if you're left or right. These are wings of the same evil bird. And we have to remember that the whole goal is depopulation by shooting you up with their experimental poison. And a lot of you are probably going to say, oh, well, I don't care what he does, because this is about medical freedom, as long as we have the choice. He's not even giving you the choice. If you go to his hotel in New York, you have to show proof of papers. So how can you continue to blindly defend this man? I don't get it. Make it make sense, please. Trump do some great things while in office? Absolutely. Was I a supporter? I was a huge one. But there is no denying that what he is doing is evil. And if we continue to just support someone that does not have our best interest, then that makes us no better than the left. We have to be willing to come out and state when there's a problem, and I personally think that there is a huge problem. So it's time to stop trusting the plan. It's time to wake the f*** up, because nobody is coming to save you, and this is 100% on us.
Wow, Alison Steinberg, she needs to be the next female president of the United States. Wow, I'm sold. I've seen her on Ellen, big fan of her work. She is at Alison Wonderland Forever. And WeBreezeWay.com. Alison Steinberg, thank you for joining us on such short notice. When I saw the video on Twitter with millions of views, it didn't say your name. I'm like, she looks familiar. Who is she? And I realized, oh, you've been on Owen's show a few times, and I've watched you. So it's great to have you here, but wow, crazy times. Where do you want to start off?
Thank you so much, Alex, for having me. It's such an honor to be on the show. I can't thank you enough for having me here, and I just am so grateful for everything that you're doing, because there's so few people that are willing to really speak the truth and kind of out about what's really happening. And if that...
Hold on, folks. No big deal. You know, the magic, it's like Star Trek. When you talk to somebody via Skype or Zoom, and then sometimes it has a problem, it's Murphy's Law. We're going to see if it stabilizes and go back to her. No need to thank me. We're very thankful to Alison Steinberg at Alison Wonderland Forever for what she's doing, speaking out. And we're not trying to attack Trump, but he's destroying himself. He's going down this avenue. Sorry, you got cut off there. What were you trying to say?
Hi, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. You were just saying, you just got cut off after saying you were honored to be on the show. We're honored to have you. Wow, this thing's gone super viral. You've got a lot of viral stuff, but this has gone super viral. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get her on the phone and with the video, so it'll all be good. That's the fun of these shows, though. I used to have Michael Savage on before he basically retired. He said, it's okay if you have technical difficulties sometime. He goes, it's like when he was a kid growing up in New York City and they'd watch, like, Mexican TV that were, you know, the local Mexicans doing the show. Be like puppets beating each other up the head, and then it'd be like a curtain falls down. You see the stuff going on, or you'd watch the local Access TV magician, and, you know, his hat would catch on fire by accident. That's what's fun about all this. So we're going to talk a few minutes here and get Alison Steinberg on via phone and video so we can talk to her. Alison Wonderland Forever on Twitter. She is amazing. In other words, it's my show where it has technical stuff on. Owen's is crystal clear. Owen, by the way, is coming up at 3 p.m. Central today. But here we are, 2 hours and 13 minutes into this transmission, into this broadcast, and I have not plugged today. And I'm the guy that needs to plug to fund our operations. So I want to thank you all for your support. I want to encourage you, even though if you order something now, you're not going to get it by Christmas, obviously. But it doesn't matter. Give yourself the Christmas gift of Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all the vitamins, all the minerals, all the amino acids in a liquid form so you absorb it better. It is still discounted 40% off with free shipping, even though it's about to sell out. Same thing for DNA Force Plus. Same thing for Prostagard, 50% off. Same thing for things like Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, which is 50% off right now. All of it is massively discounted. Best sales of the year are always in Christmas and the end of the year. So take advantage of the best deals of the year on Ultimate Bone Broth, on Green Fiber, on Winter Sun, on Ultra 12, on Liquid Turmeric Formula. It's all record deals right now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And that is what keeps us on the air. And separately, through Christmas Day, 25% off on Reset Wars, our two-part class, 6-plus hours, Mind Wars, Spirit Wars, where I slow down, get very calm. I wrote it all down. It's all documented. We have equations, everything, about how Elon Musk has lately been talking about it, how they program you with these false programs. How do you get those programs off? By becoming aware of them. So is our program perfect? No, it's a human attempt to look at how this is happening in the third dimension and beyond. ResetWars.com. I want to thank you all that got Reset Wars. I want to thank you all for your support. If you haven't become a Reset Wars member, become one today, because, ladies and gentlemen, it is 25% off through Christmas Day at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, we don't have Bill Gates creating fake money for us or George Soros or the UN. We are funded by we the people. That is you out there. So I want to just thank you all for your incredible support. And I want to encourage you all to redouble your efforts going into the year 2022, because the year 2022 is going to be the big one. 2022 is going to be when they throw everything they've got at us, and we need to be on the air and strong during that, and we will be, thanks to all your support. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Getting the biggest deals of the year with only a few days left on Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force, and so much more. All right, Alison Steinberg of Alison Wonderland Forever. Tell you, she's coming up straight ahead on the other side. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Gone super viral, Allison Steinberg at Allison Wonderland Forever. What a great name. She joins us here. She's joined InfoWars on Owen's show before. Great to have her on with us to give her take on what she says is a betrayal by President Trump. He's now doubled down with Candace Owens today. A clip of that's coming up next segment. He says everybody dying hasn't had the shot. That's a total lie of Fauci. That's coming up. But this is a very sad moment. And why are you so concerned, Allison? Because you put out that amazingly articulate video, but I wanted you to be able to elaborate. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you again for having me, Alex. It's an honor to be here. It is extremely upsetting because I, you know, have been such a huge supporter of Trump all this time, and I really wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt, as I think so many other people did. And we seem to have, you know, made excuses for him for a long time, despite having this obvious evidence right in front of us. We just hoped that, you know, things would pan out and we would see the results that we needed for him. But now he's sitting here continuously backing Big Pharma and continuously begging for the attention of his supporters and wanting all of this credit for something that we know is evil and is a bioweapon. So if he's not willing to speak out openly about it, and if he's not willing to come clean about what's really going on here and now blame us for overwhelming the hospitals, then I think we have a real issue here. And I think more people need to be open to that and wake up to the fact that he is not actually on our side anymore.
I have to agree. I mean, do you think he's being blackmailed or is he being pigheaded? What do you think's happening?
Yeah, I would imagine there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that we obviously don't know about. But, you know, at a certain point when people are dying and people are losing their jobs left and right and people no longer have a way of making a living or bringing money into their family, then you can't continuously back this product that's killing people and ruining lives. I don't know how anyone with a heart could continue down this path.
I agree with you. And he's also letting people rot in jail and not making a big enough deal about the Q shaman and, you know, stuff like that.
I know. What about all of the January 6th political prisoners? Where is he on that? I mean, we came there in support of him. We came there to defend him. We came there in the name of freedom, and he won't even, you know, help us out. Or there's people rotting away in prison, and he has no comment on that. So it's extremely upsetting.
And I want to be 1,000,000% clear. I'm not trying to curry favor with the Jan 6 committee. I told them go to hell, or with the Democrats, I hope they burn in hell. It's watching Trump join them and Biden defend them. It's just, it's too much. Everybody I know that used to support Trump is really mad at him. He's really basically committing political suicide in front of us all, in my view.
He is. I agree with that. But to me, what's sad is that now I'm personally experiencing a lot of attacks from people who are supposedly on our side.
Yeah, I should ask you that question. I'm not a good interviewer. Well, what's been the response since you put out this video that's gone super viral?
It's been a very mixed bag. Obviously, the liberals are having a heyday with it because they think that, oh, look, they're, you know, Trump is turning on his own supporters, this and that, which is ridiculous. They can't comprehend that we can form our own thoughts and opinions and we're not just going to blindly go along with whatever he says. But with that being said, then the more concerning issue is on the right, where so many people continue to defend him and make excuses and come up with these ridiculous reverse psychology tactics and 5D chess, you know, scenarios in which they think that he's actually doing good when he's now outright stating that we are the problem. So I don't know how people can, you know, turn on me, or like the people who are truly fighting for freedom, the real patriots here, they turn around and completely treat us like leftists by saying that we are shills and we are part of the problem. And how dare we not trust Trump? And it's just upsetting to see, because I feel like the whole goal is to divide us. And now there's further division within our own community of people.
Well, that's why you're here. You say it better than I do. You really need a major talk show. Alison Steinberg, where do you expect this to go? Because even Jack Posobiec says he thinks Trump's being set up by the left with his defense of this so-called vaccine.
I don't even know what's going to happen. It's a very scary time. And unless everyone truly stands up and fights back and is willing to resist this, then I don't know what to say, because, you know, I'm someone that's taking this very seriously. I will not miss an opportunity to shed some light on what's happening. And it even goes down to things like not having a fake card or not getting yourself into the system. I feel like a lot of these so-called conservatives are actually quite weak, and they're willing to just slide through the cracks so that their life can stay easy. They're not really willing to fight for freedom. And that's what we need. We need real freedom fighters. And unless everyone gets on board with that, then you're ultimately just going to become a part of the system. And we can't have that.
Well, Alison, you just knocked it out of the park. I mean, that's what this is. We've got to get out of our comfort zones and not just go have Republican events where everybody's a rock star and, oh, look, Kyle Rittenhouse comes out on stage. Nothing against that. But if you're not then saying, let's march, let's go out, let's vote, let's get aggressive, let's file lawsuits. I mean, if you're not challenging and letting the Republican Party adopt the globalist agenda, well, then you're just as bad as the enemy.
Exactly. And we're not seeing enough of that. I know there are people who are, you know, this is the hill that they will die on, but we're not seeing enough pushback from people on our side. And this is a result of weak leadership. I mean, even Rand Paul wants to introduce a new vaccine, and we don't have people talking about the real issue here. I don't think the people are comprehending the fact that this is a bioweapon, and they're completely overlooking the fact that the New World Order is here, and this is what they're using to usher it in. So people need to fight like their life literally depends on it, because it does.
So I've asked a lot of questions, and I've got plenty of questions, but what else do you want to get out to the audience here?
I would like to say that people need to stand up and be more hardcore about what they believe in. Stop blindly defending people that, you know, don't necessarily have your back. I feel betrayed by Trump, and I can't imagine how anyone wouldn't feel that way at this point. So I think people just need to be more open-minded. And I think ultimately we need to focus on unity, because that's the only way we're going to override this. Because if we keep, you know, fighting within our little sectors, then we're not going to accomplish anything, and it's just going to make it easier for the enemy to attack. So I just hope that people can be more open-minded. I hope that people continue to resist. And I hope that everyone just sees what's really happening here. I've been fighting really hard. I go out into the streets and interview people myself to try to get the public to weigh in. And it just seems like a losing battle at this point, because so many people are just already so far gone.
You're out in San Diego, right?
I am in Southern California. I go back and forth between L.A. and Orange County.
Yeah, I just saw you on a local show. I was guessing that. I mean, that really is a fallen place. There's so many good people there. That's the paradox. But it's such a beautiful state, too. But I can't say you're wrong. I mean, we are really losing this fight, not because the people aren't supporting freedom, but because they're not fighting for their freedom. So how do we fight for our freedom?
I think just banding together with your community, finding like-minded people. People do need to be more open-minded instead of immediately bashing you for having an alternative thought. I mean, that the right criticizes the left for not being open-minded and not being able to have an opinion and not being able to see our point of view. But now I feel like the right is treating us the same way and has the same tactics as the left. So people need to be more accepting of alternative views. Maybe we don't agree on everything, but we need to all come together. And we also need to focus on having conversations individually. Like, a lot of people like to talk so loud and openly on social media, but where are they when it comes to real life? They say that they're not going to comply, and they say that they're anti-communist and all of this stuff, but then they suddenly have a mask on just to get in to eat.
Like, well, that's right, but you're putting your money where your mouth is. Alison Steinberg, let's come back with this clip. Stay with me.
Not just across the United States, but across the world. You see it on the sides of barns and on bumper stickers on cars and written on the side of bathroom walls. Alex Jones was right. That's become a maxim of people to communicate to others that they see through the fraud of the New World Order, that they're saying no to Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, and the Great Reset. And so now InfoWars' credibility is stronger than it's ever been. And the globalists are now coming to try to shut us down after all their other attacks, and we can't let them do that. So you've invested in InfoWars over the years. I'm asking you to redouble those efforts now at this critical juncture, or everything you've done in the past is for nothing. You have invested in justice and the truth and hardcore populists. You have done incredible things. And I'm telling you now, going into 2022, InfoWars has major underages to run our operation, and we need more funds in. So it's a 360 win. Get great products that are great for you and your family, your immune system, and so much more. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Too many people. You can say we need to depopulate them. Maybe you're right. But who chooses. And the people running this whole thing are the very worst of us. They're the ones that should walk the plank first. Show us how to die. Kill yourselves, Bill Gates, Fauci. Kill yourself, and then we might listen to you. Lead us by example, or shut your filthy inbred mouths up. You're all going where Epstein went. All right, joining us via the telephone is Alison Steinberg. And she's got the best little two-minute rant I've seen exposing this whole damn thing. And everything she does is awesome. Alison, tell me what you do full-time. I want to learn more about you and just what you're up to and just your views on the world and where you think this is all going. Because, you know, I don't want to attack Trump. I made major investments in Trump. I got sued over Trump. I got persecuted. They're trying to put me in prison with the January 6th committee over Trump. And that's what makes it so bad when you've invested so much in somebody to watch him go sideways. I've got more anger at him than I got against Hillary Clinton because I know she's evil. I know she's bad. I know she's forsaken everybody. But with Trump, it's particularly personal. Is that where this is coming from for you? Because it seemed personal in that beautiful rant you did.
Well, absolutely it's personal because I've dedicated so much of my life to this. I fought harder for this than anything in my entire life. I've lost friends and family over it. So to ultimately be betrayed and now left in the dust and just completely on our own to fight for this, yeah, it's beyond upsetting. So I can't even imagine how you feel. But coming from someone who has put their life and career on the line for this, I mean, I have no choice but to speak up about it now. And I would hope that many others would be doing the same because I know I'm not the only one in this situation.
I totally agree. So again, I've always got questions, but what else is on your amazing radar screen?
Well, you asked what I do. I'm a makeup artist for a living. I have left my job because they wanted to enforce all of these ridiculous mandates. And so I went out and started doing freelance work on my own, which has been fantastic. But, you know, along with all of the speaking out about my disagreements about everything going on, I've lost a lot of clients, and it does put me at risk for my clients knowing about my stance, which can obviously get you canceled in today's world. So I just, you know, at this point, I don't even care. It's not about that. Like, I will scrub toilets if I have to, because at the end of the day, all I care about is truth and exposing that and staying consistent with that. And
I got to tell you right now, I saw you about a year ago with Owen, or over a year ago, and I said, Owen, you need to hire her as a reporter in California. And he's like, yeah, well, she's doing her own thing. But I don't have a bunch of extra money, but I really want to talk to you. If you can find a camera person and some work to have you do interviews and stuff, but also your own rants. Because I know talent when I see it. And you're not just a beautiful woman. That's like a side asset. You're really smart. You should be a pundit. I mean, I'm not trying to knock some of the people on Fox News, but you're a lot smarter than some of the best info babes they've got. And you're just as smart or smarter than the best men they've got. I mean, everybody can hear her on air. She's smart as she gets, as sharp as a dagger here. So we need you in the fight full time. That's all I'm saying.
Alex, that is the biggest honor I could ever imagine. Thank you so much. I would absolutely love to work for you or do whatever it takes to expose this stuff. At the end of the day, that's, like I said, all I care about, and it's my top priority right now.
Well, that's beautiful. I don't care if you worked at the Blaze or for Tucker Carlson or for us. It needs to happen. I mean, my Lord, you need your own show. You need to be wrecking balling these people every day.
I would love nothing more. I've dedicated so much time to this. At this point, I'm just ready to go all in. And it's very time consuming, as I'm sure you know, and you've dedicated your entire life to it. But that's all that matters anymore, because if we don't fight like hell, we won't have anything left to fight for. So I'm ready to go all in, and whatever opportunity comes my way, I am more than
happy. Well, I think that's beautiful. Well, I mean, you're obviously all in. That's what's so powerful about it. Because I saw your other interviews. They were powerful, but you were really better than I could do. You did a better job than I could do in 2 minutes of just eviscerating Trump. And that's why so many of his minions got mad at you, because they're guilty about the fact that they're still signed on to Trump. I want to make Trump get back on the straight and narrow. If he isn't going to get back on the straight and narrow, I mean, I'm sorry. We'll take the good he did as good, but we're going to take the bad he did as happening currently. And, you know, we're not going to be, at least in my view, supporting Trump.
Yeah, that's kind of where we're at. And it's sad that it's had to come to this, but I don't think we have a choice at this point. Like, we all know what the end goal is here. So if someone's going to sit there and continuously defend it when we know what's happening, then it would be wrong of us to do that. That makes us no better than the liberals. So we have no choice.
Well, it's like Tony Montana says in that great script written by Oliver Stone back in the 80s, the only thing we've got is our word and our will, our word and our will. And so I'm not breaking it for anybody. And I want Trump to be good. I want to support Trump. I believed in him. But we can't compromise ourselves because our previous leader has sold out his ideals. I mean, it's that simple. So Trump needs to know that.
Absolutely. And I don't know. I mean, you would think that he would, seeing as every time he brings the vaccine up at a rally, he gets booed. So and now he's just dismissing it. I mean, at this latest thing, the latest interview, he just boos everyone and shuts them up. So I think he knows how we feel, but he's just so intent on getting credit for everything. And he's obviously a bit of a narcissist. So I don't know where the issue is here, but you would think that if he really cared about his supporters and the people that have endlessly defended him, that he would be doing a little bit more to appease us.
Well, you're right. That's the worst part, is he points at the crowd and says, oh, you're a small group booing me. Like, oh, look, they're small. No, it wasn't small. The majority of Trump supporters see through Fauci, see through Bill Gates, see through Joe Biden. And now to have Joe Biden defending Trump, doesn't Trump get that's not good optics, this guy that stole the election, the guy that has a 20% approval rating? I mean, what the hell's wrong with Trump?
I don't know. I don't know how much more frightening it can get. This is about as close to I don't know what more people need to see. If Biden and Trump are on the same page, then that should be the ultimate red flag. And I don't know how anyone can continue to back this or say that there's some strategy behind this, because at the end of the day, he's telling us everything we need to know. And you either are going to be willing to accept this unfortunate information, or you're going to keep lying to yourself. And maybe that's the route some people need to take. If you need to pretend that, you know, there's some hope for you just by blindly believing in Trump, then I guess that's what you have to do. It's really sad, but you're not a true fighter then. You have to be willing to wake up to the facts, and they're sitting here right in front of us now.
Well, Allison, I'm no rocket scientist, but I'm also not a turnip farmer, and I can tell people clearly all the criminal investigations on Trump, he said nothing wrong, clearly have finally gotten to him. Well, they got criminal investigations open on me. I'm not rolling over. And so what is Trump going to think? He's going to roll over and then he's going to endorse this. They're going to leave him alone. At the end of the day, I just can't be part of it anymore.
I can't either. The vaccine is where I draw the line. I've been willing to overlook a lot of, you know, other questionable things from the past, but I, you know, wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt. But here we are. I can't get behind the vaccine. We know that it's a bioweapon. We know it's designed to depopulate. We know how dangerous it is. People are losing their jobs over it. It's disgusting. It's despicable. And as someone who's pro-America, he should be doing a lot more to fight this, and he should be exposing the truth.
You're right, Allison. It's a very sad moment to be alive, but in a way it's also a good moment. It's paradoxical because we get to meet great people like you. We're going to find out who people really are in this day and age, in this incredible time. Final segment with Allison Steinberg of Allison Wonderland Forever on Twitter when we come back. And then we've got Kate Dolly taking over in the fourth hour. Stay with us.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Living in an incredible time. That Dr. Zelenko interview last hour was over-the-top powerful. I hope everybody shares it. That's how we save lives and expose this. Alison Steinberg is a makeup artist. She's been an activist for years, promoting Trump, promoting freedom, been persecuted massively for it, put out a super viral video that even when I saw it, I was like, I recognize her, but who is that? They cut her name off and attacked her, and then now she's got Republicans attacking her as well. You can find her at Allison Wonderland Forever. Allison, in the 10 minutes we've got left, I just want to hear from you as a woman, as an American, and where you think all this is going.
Well, I think this is going to a very scary place if we don't act quickly. We've obviously been trying to do whatever we can over the last several years to counteract this, but unless everyone gets on board and unless everyone stands up hardcore and fights like their life depends on it, I fear what the future holds. I don't put my faith in the government, but in God. And unless we all get right with God, as you always say, then I'm scared to see what comes of this. But I think we do still have hope. I think that if everyone, you know, put their money where their mouth is, and I think if everyone actively resisted and, you know, especially vote with your dollar. I mean, We know votes don't really matter, but that's the one vote that does. So if everyone stops spending money on stupid things that are owned by communist businesses here and there, then that would make a massive impact. And one more reason to support the InfoWar and support your products, because we can't be giving our money to these people that are in support of this evil agenda. It's really on us. I said that in the video. It's on us 100%. And you're going to have to make some sacrifices. No one ever said it was going to be easy, but we've had it easy for so long. We've had such a life of luxury for so many years, and now we're getting to the hard part, and people have to be willing to do things that are not easy to keep our freedoms. If we want any chance of having this nice, easy life that has been created for us, then we need to continue to fight for it.
I totally agree with you. Where do you see Trump going from here? He's made a big deal about Trump. He allowed himself to be censored. He allowed us to be censored. And now he's been kind of isolated. And I mean, did he make a deal to come out for the poison vaccines to be left alone? Or does he just think that's his legacy, so he's doubling down?
I still don't quite know what to take away from Trump. It's obviously extremely upsetting to see him speaking out about it the way he is. But I don't know if he's ultimately in on it. I don't know if he's, you know, if it's all just this political theater used to create two sides and divide us up, because we all know the evil divide and conquer tactic. I don't know if he's, you know, secretly behind this, or if he did have our best interest and is just trying to appease everyone at this point. But he should know better. He should know that you can't be weak in this. You can't continuously just try to squeeze both sides. You either you can't live with the system or sneak your way around it. You either have to defy it or you're going to end up endorsing it. And it seems like he's endorsing it. So I don't know how much longer we can hold out waiting for him. I don't know what this means for him ultimately, but it's really concerning. And I think people should start being more open-minded to that.
Well, I mean, absolutely. Trump rode in on the populist anti-globalist wave. And if he wants to get off the way to be with Fauci and be with Biden, that's fine. But it's about our choice now. We're not going to be with that. And Bill O'Reilly, I mean, this is really pathetic.
It's very pathetic. I don't know. It's stressful because obviously so many people were waiting for him and holding out for him and find ways to justify every little thing that he does. But I don't know. I don't know where this goes from here. It seems like he's in connections with all of the wrong people. He continues to defend Fauci, who's the root of all of this evil. I mean, if he really had our best interest, why wouldn't he have fired him long ago? Why does he continue to back these people and make excuses for people that are clearly not on our side?
Well, I mean, Bill O'Reilly is an establishment con man. And again, moving on from Trump, if he wants to make himself non-essential by pushing this tyranny, because, you know, when he says the vaccine's good, he's lying, because it doesn't protect you. In fact, we have the Candace Owens clip. I want to play this. Trump says most Americans dying are unvaccinated and encourages everyone to get the shot. Here it is.
Of big pharma, which is a huge topic on the minds of mothers, especially. You're seeing what's happening at these school board meetings. Where do you stand on these vaccine mandates? And obviously, I know that you are pro-vaccine. Obviously, you did everything you could to get this vaccine out. I know where you stand on the vaccine.
It was one of the greatest achievements. We did it in less than 9 months.
And to be able to do that. Yeah, but now it's taken a twist, right? It's gotten, now we went from, this is a good thing and people should have this option, to military men, you're going to have to resign because you're not getting this vaccine. Where do you stand on that?
Well, I stand on, forget about the mandates, that people have to have their freedom. But at the same time, the vaccine is one of the greatest achievements of mankind. We would have had a 1917, remember the Spanish flu, killed perhaps 100 million people. Actually, it ended the First World War because the soldiers were so. A lot of people don't know that. The soldiers got so sick. It was a terrible thing. There were no vaccines. There was no anything. I came up with a vaccine, with three vaccines. Mm-hmm. All are very, very good. Came up with three of them in less than 9 months. It was supposed to take 5 to 12 years.
And yet, more people have died under COVID this year, by the way, under Joe Biden, than under you. And more people took the vaccine this year. So people are questioning how.
Well, no, the vaccine worked, but some people aren't taking it. The ones that get very sick and go to the hospital are the ones that don't take the vaccine. But It's still their choice. And if you take the vaccine, you're protected. Look, the results of the vaccine are very good. And if you do get it, it's a very minor form. People aren't dying when they take the vaccine.
What about the masking of children? That's a big one for moms right now.
I think it's a terrible thing.
That flies in the face of science. The kids have a virtual 0% chance of dying of COVID, and yet they're insisting on these vaccine mandates. I mean, I'm sorry, on these masking mandates, and now even the vaccine mandates for small children. And what's going on there?
I think what's happening is you look at the masks where Fauci and a lot of other people said masks don't mean anything. All of a sudden, he becomes a radical masker. I don't like to see the kids with the masks on. They're sitting in school. They have a hard enough time sitting in school.
It's like China. I've been in China.
Well, and yet China's education system is a hell of a lot better than ours. You know what? They're rated number 2 or 3, and we're rated number 44.
But masking children, I mean,
no, that,
the way it looks, right? It doesn't look like a free country.
I'm against.
It's beyond a free country. It's a cult. So, you know, the mask is much better than a GMO shot that turns off their white blood cells, Alison Steinberg.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. The mask is destroying the lives of so many, and I feel so terribly for these poor kids who are muzzled up and can't even have a social life or any normal human interaction. I mean, think about the effects it's going to have on the kids long term. They have no hope at having any normal life. I know so many parents of children who the kids are just totally unable to interact with kids like they used to. It's so devastating. It's ruining our future. And the fact that he's not even willing to speak on that is beyond infuriating.
So do we have to discard Trump? And what does that look like going into the next election? I mean, who would we vote for? DeSantis? Who else?
I don't know, Alex. At this point, I'm just so skeptical of everyone. I think all of these establishment people are hiding something, and I think they're all in on the vaccine. I think they all have money in big pharma, and I just don't know who to trust anymore. That's why I think you should be president.
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely trustworthy, except I'm so crazy. But listen, I would love to get you doing reporting for us out on the West Coast. And I really appreciate you spending this time with us right before Christmas, and hopefully you'll come back again soon. I love watching you on Owen, and as soon as we get your Skype fixed, I would love to get you on as a regular guest here. In the minute and a half I have left here, what is your predictions for 2022?
I think that we will hopefully see it flip, but I don't know. I'm just not confident. I just know how everything is rigged, and I know that we don't really have much faith in the system anymore. So I think we need to focus on the leaders that are really have our best interests at heart and have actively shown that and aren't just showing up, you know, conveniently when the time is here now. We need people that we actually know the history on and trust, and just hope that there's some sort of blessing that happens, because I don't know. I'm very skeptical of all the system now. It's just hard to be hopeful that it will work out for us. But
Alison Steinberg, from your mouth to God's ears, I cannot disagree with one thing you've said today. Again, where's the best place for people to find what you're saying uncensored?
Uncensored is hard because they keep shutting me down. But for now, Instagram, Alison Wonderland forever. And that's the same handle on TikTok and Telegram as well. You can also find my On the Street reporting at Weber'sWay.com.
All right. Have a great Christmas and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you so much, Alex. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.